This is Mind Food Radio, smart thinking.
Okay, well, I'd like to welcome to the show the Managing Director of Baume & Mercier, the watch company, Philip Quarren. Hi, Philip.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Now, you're the Managing Director for Southeast Asia and Australia, and I guess the buying habits of people buying watches in perhaps countries like Singapore compared to Australia and New Zealand are fairly different, are they?
They are, in a way, because especially for Baume & Mercier, the distribution is a mix of domestic clients. But we need not to forget that we have a huge potential and a huge, distribution through tourists. Those tourists are mainly coming from Northeast Asia, talking about mainland Chinese customers. And these type of clients are, I would say, very much present, not only in Singapore, but in Australia as well. And this type of clientele, I would say, is more or less the same. And the average, I would say, is a mix of 50% domestic and 50% tourists for both locations.
Now, the amazing thing is, this brand is actually 160 years old here in Australia. The it actually launched in 1852, and it's about to have its 160th anniversary. Is this the longest watch company in Australia, do you know?
I would say yes. We try to, we try to look in the past. I wouldn't say we are the only one, but we've not been able to find out who else has been not only starting a business in Australia that long ago, but has been able to continue the activity, commercial activity, for 160 years without stopping during that almost two centuries.
Now, it was actually founded by brothers, wasn't it? Swiss brothers, is that right?
They are, yes. Before 1852, they were just two Baume brothers. They created the first company, which is called was called at that time Baume Brother. But most important is that in 1918, Mr. Paul Mercier and William Baume, two friends, very specialized in the watchmaking industry and willing to develop the business, they created what is still called today Baume & Mercier Company. That was in 1918.
In recognition of the anniversary, I think a special watch has been created, haven't you?
We did. We did a very, first, a limited edition. We need not to forget that we celebrate something that is very specific to Australian country. Then the product we've developed is based on the Classima line, which is one of our best-selling line. And we made a specific limited edition of 160 pieces, of course, which has a specific and unique design you can find only in Australia through the different retailers in this country.
Philip, thank you very much for being on today's show. It's absolutely fascinating to think that a watch company, you know, launching here 160 years ago, is still very much alive, and I look forward to seeing the Turin exhibition. So thanks for being on Mind Food.
It was a pleasure to be with you online, and wish you all the best, dear Michael.
Great.
See you again.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.